This is Stateside. I'm April Baer. When you think about the census count that happens every decade, maybe the first thing that comes to mind for you is census workers knocking on doors and canvassing Michigan neighborhoods. But the U.S. Census Bureau is hoping that most people who live in the United States will use the internet to respond to the census this year, rather than filling out a paper form or talking to canvassers. And the online surveys begin this week. Anjana Susarla is an associate professor of information systems at Michigan State University. She's been studying the development of online canvassing in the era of big data. And she's written a recent article that might clue you into her perspective called Why a So-Called Digital Census is a Really Awful Idea. Anjana Susarla, welcome to Stateside.
Thank you for having me.
How complicated is it to set up an online interface that potentially any American might use to answer the census? I mean, is an undertaking like this particularly difficult from an IT standpoint?
Well, definitely, that was the reason I wrote this piece, to illustrate some of these challenges, especially from the perspective of cybersecurity. It's kind of almost scary how easy it would be for someone to manipulate a digital census. Because, there are already a lot of attacks that happen online called distributed denial of attacks, etc. There are people who steal the Bitcoin wallets, people who build bots online. So there's also almost really an underground economy where people are sort of harvesting, identities or sensitive and personal information. And there is almost a black market for this information online. So it's almost scary how many risks are out there. I think the United States, the census, the people administering understand these risks, but all the same, we are still very vulnerable in a way that a paper-based census is not.
What might a cyber attack look like when we're talking about the census's data?
One way could be by infecting devices with malware. So in other words, what is happening is, when there is a form to be filled online, the form can be accessed from smartphones or, your personal computers. All of these are probably don't have up-to-date security installed. So in other words, it's probably very easy for an attacker to, find some vulnerable computers and infect it with the malware. Mm-hmm. And what that could do is it will tamper with the process of data collection. People will think they're filling information correctly, but when it goes to the census, someone could be tampering with that information.
Hardly a week seems to go by without some kind of big data breach. We tend to hear most reporting about this centered around retail operations or sometimes credit card companies or healthcare companies. I see the Department of Defense, though, got hit just late last month. It's kind of hard to get a grasp of the consequences of what could happen if the census were moved more online and if that data was hacked. What might some of the repercussions be if this were to happen?
Well, the repercussion is that, somebody could think they're legitimately filling out the census form, but when they click to submit, there is some malware that is on their computer that can edit the respondent's data before it's transmitted to the census servers. So what does that mean? It means that we don't necessarily have an accurate count of everybody who lives in the United States, as the census is supposed to do. And that could end up maybe skewing the resource allocation and proportional representation and things like that. And it's also a possibility that malicious actors are trying to interfere with this process of what data gets reported to the census. So it's a frightening possibility that, can happen.
If we consider this from the criminal perspective, as you say, there are two kinds of people who might be interested in interfering with census data. Mm-hmm. People who have a political motivation or social motivation, or people who want to try to exploit census data for economic reasons, you know, who just want to steal identity information online. Is there more data available through the census for criminals to exploit than is already out there on the servers of credit card companies or other entities?
Well, you know, that's been one of the counter opinions, that is, people already have enough sensitive data about us and so forth. So I think it still does not minimize the challenge of what, you know, we can get using census data. There could still be enough economic data, or there can be establishment level data. There can be things about the demographic information that we can get from a census form that we just don't always get through other kinds of online transactional data.
What comes to mind when you think about that?
I think, you know, one of the things I'm concerned about is also that the cybersecurity challenges that have been outlined is actually through the Government Accountability Office. Earlier, I think even 2 years ago, warned about some of the challenges relating to the cybersecurity weakness. And does the census have a system in place, some kind of fail-safe thing where, you know, if we have evidence that something is being tampered, do we have some contingency plans and so forth? I think to me, that's one of the areas that is an open question.
Is there anything that census officials can do to guard against online actors who are have malicious intention to census data?
I think, yes, it's, you know, it's fair to say that the Census Bureau understands some of these issues. But as I said, there's still enough gaps that remain. And that's why I highlighted this report made by the Government Accountability Office a while back. They said that this is a high-risk operation trying to get all the data on collection online. And they made almost 112 recommendations to address all the concerns about testing, you know, securing all these partnerships, how does the data stored safely and so forth. But those are the things where maybe the Census Bureau needs to probably release more information to the public and tell us that they are actively addressing all these cybersecurity risks.
Do you think there could be problems if a great many Americans tried to access a census website or a census server at the same time?
Yes, I think that could be an issue, but I think the census probably understands it. You know, it's not I'm sure they have done extensive testing and what is called even scale testing for the scalability. So they probably understand that issue. But having said that, we don't know what will happen when it actually everything goes online.
Right. Are there ways, do you think, to, I mean, obviously it's cheaper for the Census Bureau to collect some of its data online, if not most of its data online, rather than sending human beings around to try to canvass every single house, as was the case in prior decades. Are there ways to address the cost issues or to leverage data in a way that could save the Census Bureau some money without the kind of online data surveying that the census is doing?
Well, definitely, you know, one of the things that census is, I think, tried to do very well is they tried to have a good understanding of which are the households that are comfortable using the internet and have high-speed broadband, etc. And they developed some kind of measure of, you know, which are the comparatively disadvantaged households. That is, those without access to broadband, internet access, and so forth. So, you know, they have, I think there's also all these public and private partnerships, like what is called the hard-to-count map, which tracks these households that have poor internet access and, you know, if there's racial disparities or income-based disparities with which, you know, people access broadband, internet, and so forth. So they've tried to adjust for the method of data collection where they can follow up with more paper-based forms in areas where people are less likely to use broadband internet. So I think they've developed a lot of methods to address kind of gaps in internet access or the digital divide, if you will.
Yeah. What else should be on people's minds when we think about potential risks of online census data?
Yeah, I think privacy is another major issue with the Census Bureau data. People are worried about, you know, the census, when they collect data of this magnitude and they release at least some kind of aggregated data about individuals, there are a lot of concerns about how much privacy are we sort of giving up when census is collecting data about us. And the census has tried to address it also through what is called differential privacy, which is that they will try to de-anonymize the data using some special statistical methods. And it could be very interesting, again, the census being such a very large-scale data collection effort, it's supposed to count every single human being in the United States. So it would be interesting to see again how all these things will unfold.
Anjana Susarla is an associate professor of information systems at MSU. Anjana, thank you so much for talking with us about this.
Thank you for having me.